Pastor Varun and Pastor Donna Hopperson would like to welcome you to the following message from New Hope International Church, Seattle, Washington. Here is Pastor Lau's dynamic teaching that will change your life with love, hope, and peace in Jesus Christ.
Because today we celebrate the Thanksgiving Sunday. Actually, next Thursday will be Thanksgiving Day, but we're going to celebrate the Thanksgiving this coming week. I would like to talk about thankfulness. The topic of the sermon today is take time to give thanks. Take time to give thanks. I would like to read from Luke chapter 17, verses 11 to 19. Let us pray. Dear Father in heaven, we thank you so much for teaching us through your word. We come to you with hungry heart. We open our hearts to receive the teaching from heaven. Today, we want to learn from you. We ask you to anoint all of us with the Holy Spirit so that we can understand your truth. In Jesus' name, amen. I will read the scripture, Luke chapter 17, 11 to 19. Now it happened as he, meaning Jesus, went to Jerusalem that he passed through the midst of Samaria and Galilee. Then as he entered a certain village, there met him 10 men who were lepers who stood afar off. And they lifted up their voices and said, Jesus, Master, have mercy on us. So when he saw them, he said to them, go, show yourselves to the priests. So it was that as they went, they were cleansed. And one of them, when he saw that he was healed, returned with a loud voice, glorify God, and fell down on his face at his feet, giving him thanks. And he was a Samaritan. So Jesus answered and said, were there not 10 cleansed? But where are the 9? Were there not any found who returned to give glory to God except this foreigner? And he said to him, arise, go your way. Your faith has made you well. There were 10 lepers coming to Jesus. You need to understand that leprosy is a social and also physical sickness. เมื่อคนเป็นโรคเรื้อนนั้นคนไม่อยากอยู่ใกล้ No one want to be around the lepers. In the time of Jesus Christ, the lepers will be chased out of the city. And they had to live in a colony, outskirts, out there. And no one would talk to them. No one would visit them. No one would associate with them. Besides the fact that they are socially rejected. But there was no cure. There was no medication to cure leprosy 2,000 years ago. When I was in Thailand long time ago, I remember that I went to visit an area that the lepers lived together, even though they were healed already from the medication, but a lot of people did not want to go to that village. So you need to understand the backgrounds of these 10 people. We're going to see what are the reasons why this one leper came back to give thanks to Jesus Christ. 10 lepers were healed supernaturally by the power of God. But only 1 out of 10 were willing to take time. Everyone said, take time. This one man took time to come back to give thanks to Jesus. We're going to look at the reasons why this man, this leper came back to take time to give thanks to God. The first reason, the first thing that we see from the scripture, why this man came back to give thanks to Jesus. In verse 11 and verse 12. Verse 11 say, now it happened as he went to Jerusalem that he passed through. The Bible say that Jesus passed through that city, that village. Jesus came by to that vicinity. This man gave thanks to Jesus because Jesus took his time to come to his village, around his colony or his village. You need to understand that without Jesus coming by there, this man would be leprous for the rest of his life. No one could help him. There was no medical cure. There was no doctor, there was no clinic, there was no hospital that could solve their problems. No one could help them except Jesus Christ, the Lord and Savior and the healer. The first reason that this man was so thankful to Jesus was that he came by. He passed by. His presence was there in that city. Wherever Jesus showed up, there will be healing, there will be victory, and there will be joy. Amen. Therefore, as Christians, we love the presence of God. When the presence of the Spirit of Jesus shows up, there will be miracles. There will be salvation. There will be healing. Do you know what Jesus promised Christians like us, the believers like us, or the disciple of Jesus like us? This is what Jesus promises. I am with you always, even to the end of the age. Matthew 18:20, for where two or three are together in my name, I am there in the midst of them. Therefore, as Christians, we have the privilege that the presence of the living God, the presence of the Creator of the universe is with us. Amen. The one who is in us is greater than the one who is in the world. Let us say, the Spirit of Jesus Christ is within me. He is with me. And He goes everywhere with me. I remember when I was young, I have to carry an idol on my neck so that I can get protection from an idol. And if I forgot to bring that idol, I am in trouble. Because the idol was at home. But today, I don't need to carry an idol anymore. Because the Spirit of Jesus Christ is with me everywhere in this world. Amen. Hallelujah. These 10 men, these 10 lepers were speaking the right thing. They say, Jesus, Master, have mercy on us. Therefore, we need to speak the right thing when we come into the presence of God. Amen. Ask God for mercy. Everyone say, God is with me. Let us say, God visit me. God comes to my home. Amen. That's the first reason that we can thank God. Let us look at the second reason why this man came back to Jesus. The second reason is that Jesus Christ was the great physician and He was the answer to every issue, everything of our life. That's the second reason. Amen. You remember that these 10 people would not be cured by any doctor. But who was the answer for them? Jesus was the physician for them. If you need a lawyer because you face a problem, Jesus will be your lawyer. If you need a father because you are a fatherless, Jesus will be your father. Amen. Jesus is the answer to everything of your life. Jesus can fix every problem of your life. Amen. These 10 lepers came to Jesus and say, show your mercy to us. Then Jesus said, go and show yourself to the priest. We learned something from this story. I would like to explain a little bit about this story to all the believers here. The Bible says that when Jesus was born as a human, He lay aside His glory and power in heaven. And He was born in a normal human body. Therefore, you never saw Jesus performing any miracle until when He reached 32 years old and He was filled with the Holy Spirit at the Jordan River. At the Jordan River, He was filled and anointed by the Holy Spirit without measure, without limit. So Jesus set us a good example of how to be a human being, but walk in the full anointing of the Holy Spirit. How? As a human being, we walk with the power and anointing of the Holy Spirit. I hope you're following me. Jesus impart or transfer the anointing in many ways. The most common way that Jesus transferred the anointing to other people to set the captive free, to heal the sick, is by touching or by laying on of hands. He cast out demon by laying on of hand. by touching. Another way that Jesus passed or transferred the anointing is by speaking. When the storm came, Jesus Christ spoke to the storm and he transferred the anointing and commanded the storm to stop. Jesus transferred the anointing by laying on a hand or by touching and by speaking. He was speaking in this situation. He did not lay hand on them. Jesus was speaking that, go show yourself to the priest to reveal publicly. At the time he spoke, were they healed at that moment? No. So the first reason he came back to give thanks to Jesus because Jesus came by and visited them. The second reason, Jesus was the answer and the doctors of their life. The third reason, God never make any mistakes. God never makes any mistake. When he say that, go and show yourself to the priest, it doesn't make sense. It doesn't make sense that I just walk to the priest and I cannot be healed. You should give me something. You should touch me or you should do something on me. But he just say, go and show yourself to the priest. Did he make mistake? No. Why? Why they were walking to the priest? As they were walking to the priest, as they were walking, they were cleansed. Jesus never make mistake. So you can notice one thing in this story. Whatever God speak to us, we need to obey. Faith must come with action. Amen. If you really have faith in God, you need to obey and take action what he say. Even though what he tell you to do doesn't make sense. In fact, giving 10% to the church doesn't make sense. Because you can keep that money to go and buy a car. But if we obey God, obey whatever he say in the Bible, we gonna see the miracle. God can speak to us in many ways today in the church. The first way is through the Bible. The second way is a still voice of the Holy Spirit that he's speaking to you inside here. The third way that God speaks to us is through vision. Vision means a picture while you are awake. Or dreams, picture while you are sleeping. God will speak to us through the prophetic words through another believer. God may speak to us through the sermon, through the preaching and teaching of the Word of God. There are many ways that God can speak. No matter what ways God speaks to us, if we want to see miracle, we have to have faith and we need to take action and obey. These 10 lepers obey the Lord. They listen to the voice of the Lord. And what happened to them? They were cleansed. How many people have seen lepers? How many people? Only a few. Wow. Okay. Those who are lepers, their skin are destroyed by bacteria. Their skin will be thick, folding up. Their nose will be gone. Their fingers will be gone. Their toes and their joint will look deformed. And they don't look beautiful at all. But on the way to the priest, their skins became soft, clean, bright. Everything came back to normal. Why did they get healing? Because Jesus was the answer to their life. And they listened and obeyed the voice of the Lord. If you listen to the voice of God every day, you see miracle every day. One of the burden I have is that I want to train the members of this church how to walk by the Spirit. How to have the intimate relationship with the Spirit of God. If you listen to the voice of the Holy Spirit every day, you will never make mistake. Because God never make mistake. I will give you one simple example yesterday. I listen to the Holy Spirit all the time. Yesterday, my wife said that, oh, let's go to Bellevue Mall to buy a birthday gift for one of the leaders here. While I was changing, the Lord told me to put a sweater on. And I argue a little bit with God. So I argue with God that I already have a thick coat. I don't need sweater. I just put the coat on. So God said, put on the sweater. Don't argue with me and put a thick one. So I put the thickest sweater that I have, put the coat on, and I feel really too warm. But when I got into the car, my wife said, I left my sweater at the church today, right away. Oh, I understand now why God told me to put on the sweater. I took off my coat and gave to her, and she can walk outside without being cold. I myself have thick sweater, so I don't get cold either. Praise the Lord. Amen. God knows the future. Therefore, we need to listen to the voice of the Holy Spirit. Therefore, we need to know the Bible. Amen. I really try to encourage everybody to listen to the CD in our church as much as you can and to get into the Bible study as much as you can. Amen. We have learned why this man, this leper who was healed by God, came back to give thanks to Jesus. Now we're going to learn how he gave thanks to Jesus. Let's look at verse 15. And one of them, when he saw that he was healed, returned and with a loud voice glorified God. Everyone say, glorify God. With a loud voice. This man never went to Bible school, seminary school, never went to any Bible study, never went to discipleship class, because he was locked up in the colony of lepers. But once he realized that he was healed, he was sick, and now he was healed, he made a decision with a thankful heart that he would take time to go back to give thanks to Jesus. Actually, he can give an excuse. He may give excuse and say, oh, thank God we can kneel down here. We don't have to waste time and waste gas. Now gas is so expensive. $3.50. We waste our gas to go back to Jesus. Let's kneel down here and pray and thank God and go on with our life. He did not give that excuse. He did not care about spending time to give thanks to God and spending money or gasoline to give thanks to God. He took time to go back and thank Jesus. Amen. He went back to give thanks to Jesus by glorifying Jesus with a loud voice. Everybody heard his voice. Jesus, thank you so much. Jesus, I was sick, now I'm healed. He didn't just mumble. Jesus, thank you. Bye-bye. He was excited. He was shouting. He was telling the whole world that Jesus healed him. This is the way we give thanks to Jesus. We're excited about what he did for us. And we tell the whole world. Amen. Put in the YouTube. We tell the whole world that Jesus did something for us. Put in the YouTube, put in the website, do anything to let the whole world know. Make it loud, make it people to hear you. Amen. Glorifying God with a loud voice. The second thing that he did in verse 16, and fell down on his face at his feet, giving him thanks, and he was a Samaritan. He fell down into the feet of Jesus. Is it wrong in the Bible if we fall down on the ground at the feet of Jesus? When you come out to be prayed for, is the hand of Jesus that touch you? Are you willing to fall down at his feet and let him deal with you? Are you willing to fall down at his feet and worship him and yield to him and surrender to him? Amen. This man was willing to fall down at the feet of Jesus, surrendering, yielding, and giving thanks to the Lord Jesus Christ. He said, thank you, Jesus. I was sick and I'm healed. I surrender to you. I worship you. You are my God. Before I was the outcast. I had to live outside the city. Now I can go back to my friend. I can go back to my job. I can go back to my family. Thank you, Jesus. I can go back to my life again. No matter what happened to your life in the past, when Jesus showed up in your life, he can restore you. He can change the negative circumstances of your life and take you back to better condition. Because Jesus is the answer to your life. If Jesus did not visit me in 1981, I would be a selfish doctor, making a lot of money, living for myself, maybe buying an airplane to ride every weekend, and I might have been divorced long time ago. My family might have been broken long time ago. If Jesus did not visit me in 1981. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Let's look at what Jesus said in verse 17. So Jesus answered and said, "Where were there not 10 cleansed, but where are the 9? Were there not any found who returned to give glory to God except this foreigner?" And he said to him, "Arise, go your way. Your faith has made you well." What Jesus say here means he expected that these all 10 people come back to give thanks to him. Is that right? Let me ask a question. Thank somebody who did good to you. Is it a good courtesy? Is it a good manner? Is that right? I always taught my children that if somebody do good to you, somebody does good to you, you need to thank them and do something to show appreciation. It's a good courtesy. But 9 people did not come back. What is the difference between the 1 leper, the Samaritan leper who was healed, and the 9 people who were healed? What was the difference? All 10 of them were healed physically, but only 1 was made well spiritually. If you get healed physically, but you did not come back to worship Jesus, you did not consider him as your God and Savior, surrender to him, worship him, serve him, your spiritual life is not healed. You may be well physically, but you are not well spiritually. What does it mean? The difference here. The 9 people say like this. This is what the 9 people thought. Oh, I'm well now. I'm going to go back to my job. I'm going to go back to my family, back to my society, my friend. I'm not going to give you Jesus my cell phone number. You cannot call me first because I'm too busy. I'm going to go on with my life now. I forget about all this healing thing. I'm just happy now. If I need you one day, if I get into trouble, I call you. Okay, see Jesus. That's comparing to today. That's what happened to a lot of people who God helped them to have a job, heal them, but they never go back to church. They never serve God. They never give thanks to God. These people will say, "Don't call me. Don't know my number. Church, pastor, don't call me because I'm fine now. Or whenever I got into trouble, I'm going to come back to church and I will call you first." Unfortunately, most people in the world are like that. I remember I accepted Jesus Christ in 1981 on Friday night in Bangkok. I was so overwhelmed by the forgiveness of God in my life. On that Sunday morning, 2 days later, 48 hours later, I woke up my wife at 7 a.m. Usually we slept in because I was not a Christian. I didn't go to church. And my wife just had to follow me because I don't go to church. She didn't go to church. Woke her up and say, "Honey, from today on, we're going to go to church every Sunday and unless my leg are hang in the hospital. Otherwise, I'm going to go give thanks to God every Sunday. I will take my time to go back and give thanks to God every week and serve him. I want to be like that man, the Samaritan man, who took time to go back to Jesus and give thanks to him." We give thanks to God as a lifestyle, not only on Thanksgiving Day. Today I want to encourage all of you. God has done a lot of good things in your life. Some of you, God give you a wonderful wife. Some of you, God give you a wonderful husband. Some of you, God give you wonderful kids and children. Some of you, God give you a good job, brought you to the U.S., had a wonderful life here. I want to encourage you to have a thankful heart and live a life of thankfulness every single day. If you live a life of thankfulness, thanksgiving to God, your life will never be the same. Because everything you do, you will make sure that God get good reputation. I will read this last scripture. I would like to read last scripture. Romans chapter 1 verses 18 to 21. For the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men, who suppress the truth in unrighteousness. Because what may be known of God is manifest in them, for God has shown it to them. For since the creation of the world, His invisible attributes are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made, even His eternal power and Godhead, so that they are without excuse. Because although they knew God, listen carefully, they did not glorify Him as God, nor were thankful, but became futile in their thoughts, and their foolish hearts were darkened. This is the condition of people who reject God. The Bible says that when you look at the creation of God, there is no way you can refuse that there is God. There is no way. When you look at the sun, the moon, the universe, the stars, the flowers, the mountain, everything that God created, you cannot deny that there is God. But one group of people in this world deny God, refuse God, their thoughts become futile. These people, they did not glorify God and they did not give thanks to God. But the second group of people realize that God is real, God is true. They glorify God and they give thanks to God. What kind of people you want to be? I want to be a man that believes God, glorifies God, and gives thanks to God all the days of my life. Amen. Let us become the second group that I'm talking about. Believe in God and give thanks to God. If you don't know God in this room or who listen to this CD, I want to let you know that God loves you and God wants to visit your home and your city and your village. God can help you. God never make any mistake. You just cry out to God like those 10 lepers. Help me. Show your mercy to me. And then you give thanks to God like that gentleman in this story. The Bible says that every man is a sinner and we have to pay for the wages of our sin. But Christ died on the cross to pay for our sin. I would like to encourage you to believe and put your faith in the Lord Jesus Christ.
We trust this message has ministered to you. If you would like more information about New Hope International Church or other teaching series, please contact us at 206-275-1042 or visit our website online at www.newhopeinternationalchurch.org. You may also write to us at the following address: New Hope International Church, 9170 Southeast 64th Street, Mercer Island, Washington, 98040. Thank you very much.